Effective change needs committed leaders and a consistent approach to success. 70% to 90% of strategic change initiatives fail, costing organizations globally $3 trillion yearly. A culture of failure emerges, diminishing belief in change. To succeed, don't seek shortcuts. Do everything. To succeed, don't look for shortcuts. Instead, do everything. Communicate, train, coach, align incentives, and build the right teams. Each of these is equally important. If you fail in one, it doesn't matter how well you do in the others. To improve the chances of making change successful, leaders need to stay consistent. That means always making choices and taking actions that match your goals. When you come up with new ideas, make sure they serve your main objectives. Don't forget to listen to your team. Understand what they think and feel because they're the ones who will bring about the change. Stay humble, be open, and carefully consider every word and action. Never say one thing and do another. Your actions speak louder than words, especially in the eyes of your employees. Stay true to your promises. Any hint of hypocrisy will sabotage your objectives. If your messages are unclear or wander off topic, focusing on issues unrelated to your goals, your credibility will suffer. This makes it harder to inspire people to accept change. Before starting change, ensure strong personal commitment, double-check readiness. To succeed in making changes, you must first be sure you're willing to do what it takes. Initially, you might not be fully committed, so work on increasing your commitment before starting any big change plans. Most change projects need clear goals and plans, good communication, new training and tools, motivated employees, ways to track progress, new rewards, and everything must fit together well. You need determination to focus on your change plans and not get distracted by other things. Think about why you want the change, what you need to do to make it happen, and how you'll do it. Consider all the parts you need to organize and control, like the people, teams, work environment, and abilities. Find reasons why not making these changes could cause problems. Most people are more afraid of losing than they are excited about winning, so offer good rewards for success and show the bad things that could happen if you don't act. Watch out for complacency, a common enemy of change. Don't assume everything's fine just because customers are happy and the economy is strong. Examine the habits, inertia, and overconfidence that resist change. Watch for warning signs on the horizon to prepare for and tackle upcoming challenges. Use these future threats to convince others to join in change efforts. Evaluate ambitious goals considering rewards, risks, and necessary steps. Many people dream big and pursue their passions, but most fail. Their stories are rarely told. We usually hear about their inspiring successes. While it's important to set ambitious goals, it's also crucial to assess them objectively, considering the risks involved. Evaluate what you could gain, what's at stake, and whether other goals might be wiser. Positioning is key in determining your goals and defining success. Everyone in your company should be able to describe your business clearly and concisely. This description should make it easy for people outside your organization to understand what you do. To inspire your employees, create a culture statement that describes your values. Make your culture sacred. Don't tolerate any deviations or violations. Strategic focus for sustainable growth. Focus on strengthening your organization rather than solely chasing revenue and growth. Differentiate your offerings only when you can provide what your customers want and your competitors don't. Don't buy into the idea of having a sustainable competitive advantage. It's a myth. Technology and disruption constantly change the game, so focus on finding temporary advantages and staying ahead of the competition. Do more by doing less. Concentrate your time and resources on the most important strategic changes your organization needs. Work with your leadership team to prioritize these changes based on costs, rewards, payback time, and the impact on your people. Consider the potential costs of failure versus the likelihood and benefits of success. Set priorities, prepare, and tackle execution head-on for success. When it's time to put your plan into action, clear your schedule of anything not essential. Take some time to look back at past attempts to make changes and figure out why they didn't work. Write down what went wrong and come up with ways to avoid those mistakes this time around. Make a detailed plan for how you'll carry out your changes and set up ways to measure how well things are going. Check in every month to see how things are progressing. Hold people responsible for hitting their targets and make sure to celebrate the steps forward. If something isn't working, don't be afraid to stop it, even if you've already put a lot of time and effort into it. Keep your plan up to date by reviewing it regularly, especially if things have changed since you first made it. Make sure everyone in your company follows this same process for managing changes. Focus on your team's needs and well-being. To make big changes work, you need your team to be on board. Listen to what they have to say and take their ideas seriously before finalizing any plans. You won't get everyone to agree, but it's crucial to be open to adjusting based on their feedback. Link the changes to a common goal everyone shares. Talk to your team regularly to address any worries they might have. Keep explaining why the changes are important and what they could mean for everyone. Offer incentives like bonuses or chances to learn and grow in their roles. Some folks might not be into it, and that's okay. Focus on those who are ready to embrace the change. Once you've got a good number of supporters, make sure they're ready to succeed. Give them the training and skills they need right when they need them. Use short training sessions that fit into their day. Offer coaching, new tasks, and chances to connect with others in the same boat. Provide lots of different ways for them to learn. Empower employees with time and flexibility for priority tasks. Empower your employees by giving them freedom and providing enough resources. Support them with guidance and coaching. Adapt to each team member and be aware of how much decision-making power you delegate. Managers now act more like coaches. Coaches don't do the work for employees. They watch, advise, and focus on improving performance to help teams succeed. Give regular, detailed feedback. Making decisions for them will stifle their initiative. Remember, people are motivated by autonomy, mastery, and purpose more than money. Celebrate good work in progress by recognizing and thanking employees. Acknowledge and reward the right behavior, not just the outcomes. When employees don't meet expectations, address issues promptly. Be fair, kind, and understanding, but hold people accountable and insist on improvement. Coach and support them, but let them go if necessary. Establish effective procedures. Processes shouldn't rely on just a few people. They should be simple enough to survive staff changes. New employees should easily understand them. Identify crucial tasks and break them into steps. Improve each step. Rotate staff to learn different processes. Involve both change makers and those affected by the change. Ensure your networks and IT provide the necessary support for your processes and offer a strong infrastructure that boosts employees' confidence. Show trust, respect, and care by asking about people's interests and weekend activities. Learn about their families and important events to demonstrate your interest in their well-being. Hire proactively. Compete for top talent as you compete for customers. To build a winning team, it's crucial to attract top talent. Use your marketing team to create exciting messages about what it's like to work at your company. Get input from your operations team to improve the hiring process. Involve senior leaders and team members in the search for talent and make it easy for them to refer candidates. Think about the skills and knowledge needed for success and for supporting change. Form partnerships to find people with the right skills. Offer opportunities like scholarships, internships, or contests to attract talent. Accept gig workers and part-time employees. Make sure your hiring process is thorough, with screening, interviews, and role plays. Check references and backgrounds. Have a strong onboarding process and follow up with new hires. Look for people who are willing to learn, not just those with current skills. Needs will change, so hire flexible learners. Key points. 1. Effective change requires committed leaders and a consistent approach to success. 2. Most strategic change initiatives fail, costing organizations globally $3 trillion yearly due to a culture of failure. 3. To succeed, leaders must communicate, train, coach, align incentives, and build the right teams, with each step being equally important. 4. Strong personal commitment and readiness are essential before starting any change plans. 5. Focus on strengthening your organization rather than solely chasing revenue and growth, and differentiate your offerings strategically. 6. Empower employees with time, flexibility, and resources for priority tasks, and celebrate good work and progress. 7. Hire proactively, compete for top talent, and ensure a thorough hiring and onboarding process for flexible learners.